is according to them.
Bar myself, says Rav, don't need to have Ne'ilat Apocryphy from Ma'ariv, because I don't hold that Tefillas Ma'ariv is a favor anyway. But if you hold that Tefillas Arvus is a favor, then Ne'ilat would patter Arvus. Meisrei or Yom HaKippurim is Pal Sheva Mizvanim. Shachrit Sheva Mizvanim. Musa Sheva Mizvanim. The Ne'ilat Mizpal Sheva Mizvanim. Arvus Mizpal Sheva Me'en Shmonesra. Arvus, meaning Arvus Matzoi Yom HaKippurim, you would still have to be Mispal al Sheva, but of course here it's a different Sheva, here it's having names. Which is Me'en Shmonesra, where you include all the middle brokers with one broker, a shortened tefillah. After all, we've done a lot of work today. Right?
Everyone's so hungry to have it.
No, it's a tefillah ktzora, because I've been praying the whole day. It's enough already. So they were misakin that even though normally you're only supposed to do that when you're on the road or so on and so forth, over here it's a lot of tears already, you know. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishum HaVaisav, says, you don't say Habinegu. Why not? You have no choice. You have to do Mizbal Shemanez or Shleimus when they should serve Lomar Havdolah B'chonein Adonis. Since you have to say Havdolah, and in Habinegu we don't have a mokum for Tikkun of Havdolah, so Mamela, you just, there's no choice, you're going to have to say we're normal to us. But in any event, what do we see over here? That it's quite clear you have to daven Marah. I mean, there's no, the question is, what do you have to daven? 18 brachas, 19 brachas, 7 brachas, but certainly you don't have to, you don't walk out without doing anything, that's for sure. Answers the Gemara, that's true. But Tanoi, there's a machlokas, Tanoim, about whether it would pater Marah, and that is why Rav really is within his rights to say that Nila Pater is Myra. But what is it dependent on? Lechara, in when it is that we daven Nila. Because, take a look at this price, the time. Kol Chayvei Tvila is Tevlin Kidarkan B'Yom HaKippurim. Somebody that needs to be Tovel in the Mikvah is allowed to be Tovel on Yom Kippur. Now, what does Kidarkan mean? It means Nida V'Yoledes. Toivlois Kidarka and Belela Yom HaKippurim. Since the Zman of Tvila for a Nida, or for Yoledes, is during the night time, so they will go to the mikveh the evening of Yom Kippur. Baal Keri, Tova V'Holech Ad HaMincha. Someone who's a Baal Keri, therefore he cannot be Mispalo, because of the Takona Bezra, that a Baal Keri is also in Divrei Torah and Tvila. So he can go to the mikveh all day long, up to and including Mincha. But after Mincha already, why should he go to the mikvah? He's already finished davening. Rav Yossi Yomer Kol HaYom Kulo. Rav Yossi says, no, he can go the entire day because he has to daven Ne'ilah still. So in other words, the Shaila seems to be here between the Rabbanan and Rav Yossi. What is the halacha about Tefillas Ne'ilah? Do I daven Ne'ilah in the nighttime? If I daven Ne'ilah in the nighttime, so if I was Raya Keri after Mincha, why should I go to the Mikvah? Don't daven Ne'ilah now. Wait until after Shkia. Go to the Mikvah. And then you can daven Ne'ilah. So therefore, say the Rabbanan, once you finish davening Mincha, why should you wash on Yom Kippur? Whereas Rav Yossi says, no, Ne'ilah is part of the Tefillas Yom Kippur B'Yom. You have to be Mispalo B'Yom. So even if you were Raya Keri after Mincha, you would still have to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur in order to be mispalel Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. This machlokas, therefore, seems to be dependent on what you would hold the Gabi Rav. If you hold Tefillas Ne'ilah is during the daytime like Rav Yossi, so then, of course, why would Rav say Ne'ilah Pater's Myra? One is on Yom Kippur, one is on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. How can you pater one from the other? But if you hold, like the Rabbonin over here, who say that the Ne'ilah would be Belilah, so that you could go to the mikveh before and already won't be over and washing on Yom Kippur. So then, of course, we could say, like Rav says, the Ne'ilah Pater's Meir.
Can you daven Meir from Tavim Yisrael?
But you don't have to.
Yeah, but you can, so he could, that doesn't mean that...
No, that's because... No, it's still a Tefillas HaLaila. That's, it doesn't matter. The Shaila is where you can be Masha and Yerchova, but you certainly wouldn't say that Tefillas HaYom, which is Meyuchet for the Yom, would Pater something which is Meyuchet for the Laila. Understand, it's not a Shaila, what is, this is a Tefillas HaYom, this is a Tefillas HaLaila. The fact that I could start my Tefillas HaLaila of a Yom wouldn't mean that one has anything to do with the other. So, Frank the Gemara, but before we get to Rav, anyway, brachas by the Tanoim. I mean, it doesn't seem to make sense. Mamish, we have a brach that says the exact opposite. Same machlokas Rabbanim Rabbi Yossi and associate themselves. Braminu. Hazov, the Hazova Hamitzera, the Hamitzeras, Uboel Nida, Vitame Meis, Tovlim Kidarkan Biyom HaKippurim, which means Nida Violetes, Tovlos Kidarkan Bilel Yom HaKippurim, as we said before, Balkeri Tov Alef Kalayom Kulo, according to the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yossi Amenachim Kulamal and Yochalitho. Before Rabbi Yossi was the one who said that you could go Kalayom Kulo, and the Rabbanan said, you can only go to the mikveh up till mincha inclusive. Here they mamash reversed their opinions. Rabbi Yossi here says, no, Nila, it seems to be saying, Nila, you should daven at night. You don't have to go to the mikveh. So what's going on over here? Answers the Gemara. Lokash. There's no problem over here, at least in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, there's no opinion. There's no problem. Because there's a difference between talking about that he had already davened Tvilas Nehilas. So Kol Hayom means Kol Hayom. Now that's not going to help us very much in the Rabbanan, obviously, it just makes things worse. Because why would the Rabbanan then say over him, if you're telling me, either Tzoli, that he davened already Tvilas Nehilas, so then my time I had the Rabbanan. How could the Rabbanan over here in the second Brisa say Kol Hayom, even though you were misfalling Nehilas in the daytime? Oh, that's something else. It's a different Rabbanan. There's three machlokes, you see. Kasabe Rabbanan Tila Bizmanim Mitzvah. These Rabbanan hold that it has nothing to do with whether you're mutter to daven or whether you need to daven. They hold that there's a mitzvah to be tovel when you can be tovel. So Mamela, if you could be tovel today and wait until Harif Shemesh, then that's when you should be tovel, according to them. In which case, what does it have to do with davening? So there's three shitas. The Rabbanan in the first Brisa, they hold that you cannot be Teivel because Ne'ila is in the nighttime, and that's the end of it. Rabbi Yossi over there in the first Brisa says, Ne'ila, you're still going to have to daven Ne'ila, be Teivel before Ne'ila. Rabbi Yossi over here is simply saying, if you daven Ne'ila, of course you don't go to the mikveh afterwards. Rabbanan over here is saying, forget about davening, but what's up to do with davening? There's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh, that's all. So there's really three shitas over here. Now wait a minute, the father of Yossi is over lav mitzvah? You mean to say that according to Rabbi Yossi, Tzvila Bizman is not a mitzvah about Tanya? Ha-reshe ha-yashem kosuv al-besorim. Somebody who has the Shem Hashem written on his skin. Ha-reshe lo yirchatz v'lo yasuv v'lo yamod bimkom hatinofus. A person that has this shouldn't go into water because he's been guaranteed to erase the shame. And since he has the Shem Hashem on him, he shouldn't go into a bathroom either. Nizdano Tvilas Mitzvah. If he has to go into the mikveh because he has Tvilas Mitzvah, Korech Alav Gemi, V'yorid V'tovo. Put something that is porous, but at least prevents the water from really smashing into it, over the Shem. So you take a little bit of bark, put it over the Shem, go in and be tovo. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Yorim Betova Kidarko Bavachelo Yeshav. You don't have to worry about all of this. Go into the mikveh. Just don't rub the shame. The Kaimel under Betvila Bezmanu Mitzvah. Over there, we ended up explaining that the machlokas was whether you hold Tvila Bezmanu Mitzvah. See, if you hold Tvila Bezmanu Mitzvah, which Rabbi Yossi holds, then he says, look, if we're going to tell him he's got to run around looking for a piece of bark, and if he doesn't find it, he's not going to go to the mikveh. We'd rather that he goes to the mikveh. It's no problem. He's not going out of his way to erase the shame. He's exposing it to water. And Sheikh the Tanakama will hold Tzvilas Man Alav Mitzvah. He said, listen, if he has the shame, let it throw away today. He'll wait a week. Well, what's the problem anyway? There's no rush to go to the mikveh. So here they were reversing the shitas. Here they're up on it and say, forget about davening. Tvila Bizman a mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, Tvila Bizman is not the mitzvah. The issue is only, did you daven Nila yet or you didn't daven Nila yet? That's what defines whether you should go to the mitzvah. So what are you going to say about that? Answers the Gemara, Ahi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. That is going, according to what we quoted originally as Rabbi Yossi Stam, is really Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda who doesn't talk to Tvila Bizman a mitzvah. And we know this from Nida, which we also learned together,
The Tanya Rebbeis, Rebbe Yudah Omer, Dial at Tefillah Shetein Ba'achron. Over there, the Gemara goes through an incredible case of a woman who comes in front of us with sveikas about where she's holding in her count between Zivas and Yoledes and Nidais, and she's going crazy. So in order, if you hold Tefillah B'zman HaMitzvah over there, the number of different Tefillahs that she will need before she gets back on track Vadai is incredibly enough, 95 separate Tefillahs, because there's 95 occasions in which she might be now Torah. Says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah over here, what are you, crazy? What do you mean she might be Torah? But if she, anyway, she can't sleep with her husband, right? She has to assume that she's Tamea, right? So why are we sending her to the mikveh? Wait until the end and let her go to the mikveh then. So obviously the machlokas is that according to the Rabbanan, look, if she's Torah, saw that she's Torah, she has a mitzvah to go to the mikveh. So you got to send her to the mikveh every time, even though it won't do her any good. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, on the other hand, is saying, what do we need mikvahs for? Mikvahs to make somebody usefully Torah. If she's not usefully Torah, forget it. So therefore, we know that there's a Rav Yossi who holds it's Tefillah B'zman HaLav Mitzvah. That was the Rav Yossi that said the first brisa over there. And he therefore made it dependent in Tefillah L'gavi Ne'ila. And over here, the Machlokas Rav Yossi Rabbanan is Rav Yossi's Tama. It's just the opposite. This is Rav Yossi Rav Yudah who holds Tefillah B'zman HaLav Mitzvah. And man, it's dependent in whether you daven Ne'ila, and that's all that it's dependent.
Why would Nida and Yoledet be allowed to, how do you call it, to be tovel because of Tefillah's mitzvah?
That's a big shayla. There's a machlokas for Shonen.
It wouldn't make sense here, would it?
Well, I don't know what you mean, does it make sense? If you take a look at the Tefillah of Shonen, when I'm in Bayes over here, he goes through the various shitas about whether there's a din that you're be mutter to be tovel anyway for normal Tefillah on Yom Kippur. Right. In other words, he wants to learn it. To Machlokas B'Shonim, he wants to learn that the din of Tefillah B'zman HaMitzvah is only negeya the Valkera. And that the shiloh over here is whether he has to be tovel, not whether he can be tovel, and things like that. But there are other shitas who try to learn that you would be usher to be tovel unless Tefillah B'zman HaMitzvah. But it's a big shtick. Let's take a look through it. But you're very in your rights to ask the question. It doesn't seem to make sense. If you hold that it's the gay of Yulzman, then what are we talking about with the Zov and the Yoledes? They're not Usher and Tefillah and so on, with the top. So, Tana Rabbana, Haroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, Yored V'Tovel, Ula Erev Yeshav She. Someone who was Roa Keri, he should go down to the mikveh, be tova, and in the evening he should wipe himself off. Which appears to mean he should wipe off the dried semen. Erev, my hobby, what are you talking about? There was a chatzitza there, so then his tefillah wasn't any good. What are we worried about, Erev? Doesn't make any sense. No, Elaima, Miba Erev Yeshav Sheh. What that means is that, so here it is, the machlokas had to learn. Rashi learns what it means is the day before he should wipe himself off of any chatzitzes because he should be choshesh that he has to go to the mikveh tomorrow. Within that shot, there's also machlokas as to what that means. Some want to be medayik from here that this means that a man is mukhuyav also to be mishavshek, meaning to go over his whole body like a woman is, to make sure that there is no chatzitza. However, others who learn that the whole din of chafifa on a woman before tefillah is really only because of her hair, which is long, so there's no real din. It couldn't be a din of yishavshek, because there's no din of yishavshek ever. So they learn that yishavshek over here means yishavshek if let's say he was a painter, and he had paint on him or something like that, then he should make sure to be mishavshek. That's how they understand it.
In case he was
carried? Right. In other words, he should be kosher. What am I going to, if I need to go to Mikveh tomorrow, what am I going to do? I'm all covered with paint and I'm not going to be able to scrub it off tomorrow and so on.
Why would you not?
Because after you soap, whatever, it'll take me the whole day. I need a sponge. It's a logistical issue. I need to make sure I can go into the Mikveh. So I may let's take care of it today. I just learned a portion of shot. That the meaning of Yishavshek Be'erev is it should be Mishavshek to carry Be'erev. That it shouldn't dry. And then in the daytime, you should go to the mikveh.
Why b'chag? On all of these, why b'chag? Why is it right mm-hmm. to say you have to use hot water?
What do you mean on all of these? It's not on all of these. It's the din of shishu, according to Rashi v'shitasa. It's not on all of these. Rashi v'shitasa, who holds that we're talking about the din of shishu, which is why you see in parentheses, kosova mitzvah l'shashif, which is not from the Gemara, because there's a big machlokis about whether that's true, then it's the same din as with a woman. Is a woman chayav b'chamin? Oops, and a man is chayav b'chamin. But as I say, this is only Rashi's job.
But they're assuming he came to the Why is this shishu?
No, no, finami. If you learn that, it just means you don't. But he doesn't have to jump out to the mikveh now in the middle of the night, does he? He only needs to go to the mikveh for tefillah. So dry off the semen, and tomorrow morning go to the mikveh. Tani Tana Kamei, the Rav Nachman. Tana said in front of Rav Nachman, Hareya Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, Avanosa of Mechulim Lo. Someone who was Zochet to be Roya Keri on Yom Kippur, all of his Avanos are forgiven. Frekli Gemara about Tanya Avanos of Siduri. Wait a second. In the Brights it says that his Avanos are organized, which seems to mean, well, we brought it up in the heavenly court. Here they are, gentlemen. Take a look. And so we're going to teach him a lesson and show him what we think about his keeping Yom Kippur. No, my Siddurim Limachel. It says they're organized. It means they're organized. They're waiting to, okay, let's, come on, boys, carry him out. Dump him, come on. But it doesn't mean that they're organized to punish him. So it's a good sign. So we tell him, listen, you don't have to worry about tinies. Okay, we can't force you to eat, but we can at least force you to have fun. So the Mela will be Mara Yukeri. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmo, Haroi Keri B'Yom HaKippur, Yid'aglo Kol HaShanah Kul. Someone who was Roi Keri has to worry. Maybe the reason he was Roi Keri was because he was being shown a simon that he's worthless and that they're not interested in his tinus. The imotzi lo shana, however, if nothing happens to him during the year, he's okay. Muftak lo shu ben olam haba. Then it's a sign that he's in good shape. Omer nakorin traktata. Here's your proof. Shkol olam kulo roi. If everybody else is going around hungry, u'saban, he's happy. Because everybody else is usher in sexual enjoyment. And he's being provided sexual enjoyment without even going after it. So that means min hashamayim, he's being told, don't worry, you don't need to have to worry about these things. We'll take care of you. Okay, Mela, we gave you the mitzvah, but so you have to do your share, but we'll do our share to keep you happy. Now, the shayla is, or there's a machlokas, about whether, what's the pshat in yidah kol hashanah kula? Whether, notice, he also learns on. So, in other words, Rashi learns, Bamas the Pshat is, that it must have been, and there's problems with this, you'll see in a moment, it must have been that really it was a rejection. In other words, really there were tzoras. But he was saved, so he must have had a lot of shliyas to be saved. But then the shaila is, how do you learn Tenech Kolom Kolom Rav Usaveh, which seems to be retroactive, it's referring to at the time. It's in the Marshal learns in Kipshuta that it means that now he understands that originally this is what he was being shown, but not that he got out of the mess. See, because the problem is also, according to, if you're going to learn like Rashi, then what's the Gemara's Kasha? My Sidurim, Sidurim Limachal? No. Sidurim really to be punished, but he had a lot of Sidurim and he was saved. In other words, the Gemara wouldn't have had to go back on the first shot. The Gemara says, it's great, it's a sign that Kol HaVanosim Nimchalim. So then it says, but I thought it says Sidurim. Answer the Gemara, Sidurim means Sidurim Limachal, right? So then we say, and if he survives the year, that's a sign that he must have had tremendous chuyas. So then it did mean they were Sidurim to be punished, but he had a lot of chuyas to save him. The whole thing is very shared. It's much more mashma like the mashma's crap. That sidurim, that there's sidurim means a chatchila, sidurim lemachel. Of course, it's possible that it's also a sign of rejection. Okay, so you have to worry all year. Maybe you were rejected. But if you see that it wasn't rejection, that must mean that it was a sign of acceptance, that you're beloved.
In Rashi, there's a lot of stories that say it's more
see. If Rashi says he must be at Tzadik Gomer, it's a good cash, and it's also a good cash. That's why he says Tzadik Gomer. Once they're already, he's already in such a matter, if he's at Tzadik Gomer, there's nothing to lose. But it's a very good cash, and Rashi's chat is very, very difficult.
He could change.
Yeah, it's a matter.
He could lose his own.
Of course, of course. Yeah, it means at that time. Kiyosu Rabdimi Omar, Rabdimi, when he came, says, someone who sees carry on your kippur, it's great. Mafish chai sagi umaskin. It means bringing a lot of life and bringing other life, maskin. In other words, so we'll have also children, is the simon, right? So the Rishonim say, what's the simon over here? It's the posik. Yira zera yarich yamim. So someone who's roe zera on Yom Kippur, Yarich Yamim is a simon that he will have much life. Maski chai. No, then of course it's not referring to it. It means without any accountable reason. Hadron alach Yom Kippurim, the slik alach Maseches Yuma. Next is Adrin Allah Mesakas Yuma Vadra Khalon. Titan Lok Mesakas Yuma Vadita Khalon. Lenis Nashiminov Mesakas Yuma Vitis Nashiminon. Loybe Ama again. Loybe Ama de Os. Adrin Lok Mesakas Yuma Vadra Khalon. Titan Lok Mesakas Yuma Vadita Khalon. Lenis Nashiminov Mesakas Yuma Vitis Nashiminon. No de Ama again. The Lord Ama de Os. Adon loch mesachas yuma v'adra chalon, daitach loch mesachas yuma v'daitach chalon, loy nisnashim enoch mesachas yuma v'loy nisnashim enoch lo ba'al ma'adein v'lo ba'al ma'adei osim. Yeratzen al v'nech, v'adu noy Eloheinu v'lo yav v'seinu sh'tei toros k'om nusinu b'olom hazeh, v'tehi imonu l'olam abo. Chanina bar popa, Rami bar popa, Nachum bar popa, Achoy bar popa, Abamori bar popa, Raphim bar popa, Rokik bar popa, Surka bar popa, Adar bar popa, Daro bar popa. Harev no adin elin is the great Torah secha befinu with the osam cho beis yisro v'niya kolonu anachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzei am cho beis yisro kolonu yodin shemecha v'lantei Torah secha mi'oi vaitach akmeni mitzvei secha kili olam hi li yehi li bi tamim b'chukecha l'man lo egosh l'olam lo ishkach b'kudecha kibom chi yisoni boruch ato adin elin beni b'chukecha v'adim anachnu v'anach adin elin v'lariya v'seinu shesamta chakenu mi'oshvei beis ha-midrash v'losamta chakenu mi'oshvei kronos שאנו משכימים ואין משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי תורה ואין משכימים לדברים תלים, אנו עמלים ואין עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר ואין עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר, אנו רצים ואין רצים, אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא ואין רצים לבאר שחס, שכם רבי התורה אלוהים תורידים לבאר שחס, אנשי דומים ומרמה לא יקצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בו. ירצה לפניך, אדינו אלוהינו, שכשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת יומא, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכת עשר ספרים אחרים ולסיימון. ללמוד אל עולם איך לשמוע ולעצס ולקיים את כל דברי סבלות של עשיך ביעלמא. ולזכוס כל התנועים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו, שלא תימוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם. תתקיים בנו בסלחך ותנחה אותך, ושבתך תשמור עליך ותמצוס היא תשיחך. כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שלוש חיים, אורך ימים בימינו ושמאלה אושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז ועמו ייתן, אדוני יברך ושמו בשלום. Yiskadel yiskadesh mirabo yomodu asid yischad tov lachoyem nisayo lasok lachaye oma ulibnei kratod yushalem ushachlel echolei begavod mehakar puchanon uchro miyaro ולי אסבא בוחנו לשמי ליעץ וביאמר קודשו בריך ומלכוס הביא קורא לחיי פרון ומיונכון ובחיי לכל בייס ישראל בעגלו בזמן קוראים ואמרו אמר
אמר
ישתבח, יספר, ישרימם, יסנשא. Bisadar, bisalev, bisalosh, made kucha brichu. May lomin kol brichosav, vishirosav, tushbuchosav, nechemosav. Damiron, biomal, vivu, amen. Ah, Israel, viaravanon, vial tamideon, vial kol, tamide, salideon. Vial command, yoskin, vioraes, and viasra, kadisha, adem. Vivacholazar, viasar, yeloin, lochoin, shlomorabo, chino, vechisto, verachamin, vechayina, rechin. ומזונרבית, אלו פורקון, ומנקודום, אבון, ומשמיו, והרול, ואמרו, אמן, יהי שלמה רבו, ומשמיו, וחיים טובים, עולינו, ויעקב, ישראל, ואמרו, אמן. ויעשה שלום, ומרמוב, ויעשה שלום עלינו, ויעקב, ישראל, ואמרו, אמן.
Seder in which he acts. But the Gemara's Teret, that it really means Sidurim Limocho, why would we have to be Masadar Avinus Limocho? You want to be Mocho Avinus on the contrary? Don't be Masadar. It just seems very. That last Pshad is not really a Pshad. It's like a Dochuk, a Bialma, to say Avinus of Sidurim, my Sidurim, Sidurim Limocho. It has to mean something. Where do we ever find when it comes to Mechila that there's a Din in Seder? We only find in terms of din and ancient that there's a din of Seder, putting them up and punishing for them. That's not Sidurim. That's just taking them one by one. It's the opposite of Sidurim. I think it's arrived by care. Before we're Masadar, we'll throw it out. But once we're Masadar, we'll put it back on again. Like the Rambam said. If it doesn't work out, we put it back on. So I was thinking that the emes, even this lashon, what is this? Mafish chayi sagi umazgi. What does that even mean? Mafish chayi sagi umazgi. Like a lot of life plus maski life. I mean, mafish chayi means that it's marba a lot of life. Mafish chayi means marba life. Sagi, a lot is mafish. Mazgi, I mean, why is sagi or mazgi? The words don't really make such sense. What does it mean, b'chol? So maybe the pshat is like this. There's only one place that we find such a lotion in the Torah. Of mafish chayi sagi or mazgi, and it doesn't make sense over there. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Nayak, Pru irvu, urvu, milutar, shirtsuba, urvu. Shirtsuba, it's urvuba. Pru urvu, urvu. It's mamish, exactly the same thing. Mafish chaye, which is to be pora, sagi, to be revu, urvuba, umaski. Now, it happens to be that bracha is given at a time where we've just recovered from the mob. We know that the mob, Bereis ben Kilkelu, Bereis ben Nidonu. The mob was for carrying, essentially. And that's why the water was hot, just like they were Makalko and Haitzah Zera. So the water was hot also, and that Kodesh Baruch was Makalko in his Torah, so to speak. The Gemara said before that the whole Soyer Lazazel is coming to be Mechaper on the Mice of Asav Azazel. The Mice of Asav Azazel is where it says, by Yeru B'nei Elohim is Benosa Adam Kiyofo, it's saying it by Kulam Nashim Mikol Asher B'chor. In other words, we have somehow or other a tikkun with Nayak, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Milu Azar Shaturu Vuba. Now, by Nayak we find mamash the opposite on Hoka that we found before, where it says Lo Yadunu Chibola. Because by Lo Yadunu Chibola, we find a tremendous hakpada, Bishigamu Basara, who needs it. At the end, we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's Yorach Azreach Hanichai. So he says, why should I be Makal of the Ayla? After all, Yetzer Leva Adam Ramin Ura. That's what you said before was the reason to destroy the world. Now you're telling me Yetzer Leva Adam Ramin Ura. Make up your mind. Before you said it's ridiculous. He's always doing bad things. So Mamela, it's time to get rid of him. I can't have my Ruach in such a thing. Then after the Almighty, you say, well, I mean, what could you expect? He's bad in the Iker, so who cares? It's very, very modern thing. How do you change your mind in this fashion? And the emes is that the Bishigam Hu Basar also remembers the remes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yu Yamav Me'ad Esrim Shana. The Gemara asks Moshe Menater Minayin. Tamadar Bishigam Hu Basar. Bishigam is Bigamatria Moshe. And it says Yu Yamav Me'ad Esrim Shana, which is the number of years that Moshe Rabbeinu lived. Now, the entire Seder of the Aveda up until this point is an Seder of Aveda to be Deich and Tzedukim and to talk only to Talmidav Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we want to discuss. And if we're chayshish somebody that is not Talmidav Shel Moshe, then we make him swear and he cries. And it's a whole big chelik of the Aveda that we should see him as being Mamshik Moshe Rabbeinu's Aveda. Moshe Rabbeinu's Aveda, of course, is central to Yom HaKippur because he created Yom HaKippur. What was his creation of Yom HaKippur? He says, in Namatasichin Beinech, and so on and so forth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merkavo, to do Niflos. And one of these Niflos, Shochini Tam Betoch Tumisa. He will live with us despite the fact that we are Tomei. So in other words, the whole Avod of Yom HaKippur is to allow Hashras Hashvina Betoch Tumi. That's Mamshit's function. This is exactly the remez to Moshe Rabbeinu at that moment. But the Metzias Chen of Noach after that moment is connected to Kimatzas Chen Beinai and Yim Nomatzas Chen Beinach by Moshe Rabbeinu at the time after the Ego, which the Yom HaKippur has come to Mechaper for, is Mamish the same issue. There are two types of Avinav Sidurim, and that's Mamish the two Psukim. One Avinav of Sidurim is Sidurim to destroy. And that was the Sidurim Kedem Lamabu, where it says, Vayadun Ruchiba Adam Lola. So actually, take a look at this. Take a look. Here it is. Everything that they're doing, there's no makom for such a world. But the same sidurim, from the point of view of after the Mabul and Metzias Chayim, is the exact opposite. The reason that they should survive is Avinais of Sidurim. Yetzalei Vodam Ra Min Ura. So forget it. Don't worry about Avinais of Sidurim. And it's Mamish. You see, portion the same on August, the same Avinim and the Gemara. my Avanaisav, literally in the Chumash. It's not stam, this is a... So, in other words, the Metzias reims the pshat. If I can define the person, and I say, listen, there's a Seder, there's some measure of understanding, of rationality in the midst of this madness. It's not the pshat that there's an Adam who's going around and is destroying in every place he goes. Mekalkel, nukil, kulim, and from one day to the next, you don't know, he's a psychotic and it's completely ridiculous. Who needs him? Moyadun ruchi. No, the contrary. Look, listen here. Well, basically they're decent people. Well, okay, they do this. They do this everywhere all the time. They're not even sensitive to it. Even Avraham Shalom, Uchuma. So this is Sidurim. That's one of his Sidurim. He never davens with Kavan. All right, so let's forget about that. Another thing that he does, right? He doesn't speak with Derek Harris. Yeah, forget about speaking. But basically, he's a good guy. In other words, if I look at him, I say, well, you never know what he's going to do. I mean, yesterday was murder, today it's rape, tomorrow, I mean, who knows what he's going to do? Then it's not Shaykh Sevad Rosh Hashanah. But if you say, look, I understand he's a human being, and after all, let's see, it's Lev Adam Ramin Urov, this is the way that he's grown up, this is the way that he's gotten used to. It's Hutrala, you're not dealing with a vicious human being. You're dealing with somebody, basically, his heart in the right place. What if, do I have any tainas on the behemoths? Behema Rabba, there's lots of behemoths around here. It's another type of behemoth. It's a more developed behemoth. The area in him, that's an Adam. That's Gevaldik. Let's look at that part. The rest of it is Sidur Limoch. So in Mela, the Sheikh and Yitam Betoch to Maisav, how is that accomplished? It's accomplished by recognizing the concept of Mikra in human life. In other words, a person goes about his life, there's elements that he's not concentrating on. If I recognize that his own behavior is essentially carry, that this part of his behavior, that's not important. That's the background. That's sort of just chaotic behavior. Let's look at the formative behavior. Behavior in which he concentrates, he thinks, he's trying, his rotzei, ritzeinu la'asei, his ritzenka. Where is he heading? What does he desire? That's the other part of it. So Mamela, the simon over here, before Yom HaKippurim, when we're about to do the Avod of Yom HaKippurim, when the Kohen Gadol, who's coming to be Mashra the Shtina, has to be tremendously nizar. He's the only one that takes the place of a fully developed human being. He's nechnas l'fnai v'lefnim, just as Mashra Rabbeinu spoke ponim uponim. And he's the one that makes it possible for everybody else to live with care. So therefore we have to recognize that the same pru or avu miluas arakashirtsu or avuba means a not being makbid on what is produced as long as it's produced. That's mamash what the words mean. There should be a revia, because right now what I'm interested in is nefisha. I'm interested in bracha and ribuy of life, and that's mamash the whole parsha's now. Discusses the tremendous population growth, the incredible explosion of population within a few generations of all of the Shivim Umais developing very rapidly from 10 generations from the time of Noach to all of their different cultures and languages and proto-languages. This is what we find in Parshas Noach. And that's mamash what achieve and how's it going to accomplish. It's the simon of live normally in satisfaction, don't do bad things, and those things that are like, yeah, your general satisfaction is no different than an animal. Be happy. Life is meant to be happy in. And that's the Riach HaMichaya Floresifot L'Kalilas Adam Bavur Adam. That's mamish, the Nekuda inside Yom HaKippurim as well, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Zayichot to bring us to. So Mamela, it's no power at all. If we go from the beginning of the Sechra being Doeg on Azav Azoyot, Kodem the Mabul, to being very, very mocked, but not even to let a person sleep, maybe the Kohen Gadol will be Roya Karibiyama Kippurim, the biggest Gilgal imaginable, and some of farmers we put it in Dark Piyutim, and this is a weird thing to put in the Piyutim, right? The Sav Lovan, the Shema Yireh, and so on. No, what's going on over here? But
That's mamish the pshat. There's no room on the madrega of an adam terem the marble. There's no room for kerem. And we find that even adam arishay, it says all of those 120 years that he was doing tshuva, all the carry that he was raya during those times was the source of all of the masikin and lilim and shavim and so on and so forth, because it became gufa in a world which has been, each thing has to have its production, it has to create something, either destructive or productive. But there's no room for just a world that goes on living in a world of complete din and measurements and weights. Those are things. Mashenkin, afterwards we see mamish the exact opposite. And that's the only thing that allows the Shlima to be shayra, but to have tumos. So Mela, someone who is raya carrying the Yom HaKippurim, and Afinami should be doyek al hashana, because maybe it means that the avoid of Yom HaKippurim is nidcha to him. But if he lives through the shana, it means that he was zeicha to the tikkun of Yom HaKippurim. Because that's exactly what Yom HaKippurim means. You can sit amidst your tumah and amidst all of the things that don't matter in your life, and you can have a davening, and you can be yomit b'fnei hashchina, and you can have kiddusha, and you can have a beis hamikdash, you can have everything, and there's no stira. Which is an incredible aveda that Moshe Rabbeinu achieves. Remember, when Ma'adam HaRishon is in such a matzav, it's the end of it. Right? Because that's what Hashem says, Ben Yishlach Yado, take from the Yitzhak Chaim and get him out of here fast before the madman gets loose and breaks everything. Moshe Inkein, we have exactly the same matzav. We go to the Ego, the same exact thing that he does. We make ourselves mortal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to say the same thing. And Moshe Rabbeinu, they're not madmen yet. Hold on a minute. There's method to the madness. What's the method? How can I substitute? No, we should be zochet to both things. That Avanos of Sidurim, that we should be able to be makhtim, to Nesakin, and Avanos, that our Sidurim, and we should be zochet to Sidurim, the Imachal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept us with all of our failings, and with the Rotza and Hatayf, hopefully, that we're zochet to continue to learn, to start our next Pesachta, and to be able to be fire. Accelerating problems. And when by the time you get to the next stop, it's even harder to remember. The 20 stop down is much worse. Then you give up by the time you get to 20 stop down. So the idea over here is never to get out of touch. If every day you take out 15 minutes to look over 25 blocks, okay, which is easy to do, is to look over, just look it over. And you stay in touch. And that way, at least whatever you picked up the first time, you can retain. Things that you took from your retaining melee, you have time to go over and learn more, but I'm honest, I see it work so well. That's the secret. And then, you know, people that are always holding in various sugyas, they said, oh no, learn a sugya which reminded them of that Gemara, look over that Gemara, it reminds them of that Gemara, they're looking over the sugyas all the time, so they're always sort of in touch with it.
It's a little prodigious heaps of memory, I don't think. It's like all the things in life. That telephone number, you know, it's like, don't call a person's telephone number once a month. In 3 months, it's gone. You have to re-memorize it. You go once a month. That's it. Remember it already. Not me, I'm talking about normal. Well, you can try Simon, but it's big gates of horrors, not Francis.
It's
big gates of horrors, I promise. Apparently, it's so powerful, it's something you can't fit.
My brother started a song, it's obviously my brother.
Yeah, and Simon was very much married. There's nothing you can't do. If you have the right to do the money, you've made it. Plus, you can walk along the road. There's never a moment that you can't use your time. Somebody want to say Baruch Atonim, maybe, for the Tzibur?
ובני ירושלים עיר הקודש במהרה בימינו ועלינו לסוחר ושמחנו בבניון ונאכל ומפריה ונשבע מטובה ונברכך עליה בקדוש ובתורה כי את אדוני טוב מיטיב לכל ונודה לכל על הארץ ועל המחיה ברוך אתה אדוני על הארץ ועל המחיה
אמן.
The Brocha is what you see that, but by us saying the Brocha, it's we giving to Hashem so that He can let us get back. How did the...
The bracha represents a risk. It's a recognition that it's only shyest to be marveled at things that are being marveled.
But when I say Baruch Ata Hashem, Honena Da'as, okay, I recognize that He gives me Da'as.
That is what enables there to be a bracha.
And then when I... But what am I saying? You grant Da'as and then...
It's my Vekas to you and to your Rots and the Bria that it's made us a Yevah, one of the Ha'am.
And can I have
him to your Chesed, to your Bria, and we should have him in your Bria, and the Mice of Horatius in general, should fit in the Mice of Horatius that enables us to say the word, which the male is the answer to our feelings.
And can I have in Kavana at that moment of time that I'm saying it, please grant me the Da'as?
No.
No.
No, the bracha is a bracha for reality. That's what the Bible is. He was concerned with the reality.
So then how do I ask for myself? I have to say, Tefillah afterwards?
No, your Tefillah comes before. Tefillah is before.
Where's my Tefillah before? And that's an actual, that's a mevakesh, that's requesting?
That's called mevakesh.
That's mevakesh. That's
washer mevakesh.
Thank you very much.
So all 18 of them are, we really want these things, blessed are you, Hashem, who grants us these things.
That's what makes the whole thing possible. That it's a relationship. We're not asking, we're not only asking, we're caring.
And
able to care transcends, it becomes a transcendent experience. That's why it's salvation.
When a person says a tefillah afterwards, normally, it's we coming out with things that we felt we didn't quite ask for in the tefillah. The Shemon Esrei Bracha, the Shemon Esrei is supposed to cover everything, right? Maybe we're just not recognizing
it. Does.
It does. We just don't recognize because we then do our meditation beforehand.
All we need is another 9 hours a day. We have time.
We talked about the idea of going into something without knowing what you're going to get out of it, right? And then afterwards,
the way I love you. What was the Shah Akra?
And your Amuna comes from analyzing your experiences.
Yeah, but no go with the fight of the
right.
I have a question that I asked you. I don't know if we were talking about the same thing. I was asking about Yolus.
Yeah, but that's where the question comes from.
What?
Shiras, what is the law?
I asked basically was, what good is it going to do them to feel it tonight? If anyways, they can't be with their husbands.
That's what I'm asking.
What good
is it? I mean,
to
touch the food, to start to feed their children.
The Mishnah Berurah says on the last inyan in the Masechta that it doesn't mean if you came to being a Baal Kerim, having eaten a lot.
Yeah, we talk about
that. So how could such a situation happen? Let's say people who have a big suda on Yom Kippur. Anybody who the Baal Kerim a Yom Kippur night, it's not really in
you can account for it through normal explanations, then it doesn't count.
But that's not a natural cause. But that's a natural cause, having eaten a lot that day.
Going to sleep on
that means everybody though on Yom Kippur night, right? More or less. People really eat a lot of things.
I think that you just have to run that room left.
I believe less.
Time for what? How's it, man?
The last day.
Finally. We make up. Time to make up. Without further ado, since the Tana manages without further ado,